March 29, 2023. For Crema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Halima Frost. Making headlines. DA Silius Brink elected as mayor of Tshwane. Hawks raid ANC bigwigs home over 1 billion rand Tembisa hospital tender scandal. And public hearings on Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill to be held in April. Democratic Alliance councillor Silius Brink has been elected as the mayor of Tshwane. Brink won the mayoral vote in the metro with 109 votes. His competitor, COPE candidate Ofense Mwalusi, received 102 votes. Brink's victory was followed by resounding applause from the DA and its coalition partners. The mayoral appointment will be seen as a hopeful pass for the city, which has had no permanent mayor serving longer than a week since February. The Hawks raided the home and business premises of African National Congress Ekurhuleni Treasurer General Sello Sekoko as part of investigations into the 1 billion rand Tembisa Hospital tender scandal. Sekoko is a central figure in an alleged extraction scheme first discovered and reported by Babito Dekoran 3 weeks before she was murdered in 2021. Sekoko has previously denied impropriety. Three companies owned by the ANC strongman have in 3 years seemingly scored contracts worth nearly 100 million rand from the Gauteng Department of Health. The Portfolio Committee on Basic Education will only organise its public participation process for the controversial Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill next month, when Parliament reconvenes after recess. However, the public hearings were expected to resume towards the end of April. Last week, the committee halted the public participation process and postponed its public hearings in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. This came after African Christian Democratic Party MP Marie Sukers raised several issues, with her main concern being that parents' voices weren't heard. In a letter to committee, Sukers requested postponement of the hearings until after Easter. She said the main reason for this request is to allow the necessary time for staff to ensure that the hearings are well organized and inclusive, ultimately fostering a more effective public participation process. She said that more than 3,000 people signed a petition to that effect. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Crema Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.